2 Peter 1:19 says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." In our closing segment on the Book of Enoch, I just wanted to round off the 1 hour of sessions with a summary of several other errors that demonstrate that Christians have been correct in rejecting the Book of Enoch as Scripture. We pick up in chapter 17, verse 5, which says in part, "The fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun," end quote. The Bible never makes such a pseudo-scientific claim. This contradicts what we actually see in the sky. As the sun sets over the horizon in the west from my viewpoint in Ohio, it is rising in the east to those on the other side of our spherical globe called Earth. Then in chapter 18 of the Book of Enoch, we're provided a fanciful description that, again, appears to reflect a belief in a flat Earth. And verse 10 says in part, quote, "And beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great Earth. There the heavens were completed," end quote. That's how someone would describe the universe when men thought that our solar system was the sum total of the universe. But God's word would never make such a statement, because God obviously was fully aware of the vastness of his created universe, and he described it saying that it's not yet completed as far as how big it is. So the Book of Enoch contradicts Isaiah 40:22, which says, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers," listen to this, "that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." So with the Hubble and Webb telescopes, along with the numerous other space probes, we can witness this stretching and spreading that's taking place right before our eyes as our universe continues to expand. So as we continue reading through the Book of Enoch, we see a wild imagination at times contradicting the Bible, other times coming closer to biblical imagery, and then at times posing ideas that may or may not be true. But the clear errors and distortions are the basis for rejecting it as Scripture, such as when we're told in the Book of Enoch, chapter 19, verses 2 and 3, "And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens." Now, this isn't a siren like you hear when an ambulance is traveling at high speeds through the traffic with flashing lights, but the siren such as was found in Greek mythology, in the Odyssey, written by Homer, for example, and depicted by the women in the creek during a scene in the movie O Brother, Where Art Thou. This false Enoch claims the wives of the fallen angels become part human creatures who could hypnotize men with their beautiful singing and then kill them. In case you're wondering, the Bible never says such a thing, and there is no such thing. Neither is there a place in the mountains hollowed out where the deceased remain until Judgment Day, but that's what the Book of Enoch presents in chapter 22, where the writer claims that Abel made suit, like filing a lawsuit with God, to destroy Cain and all of his seed. Now, again, that's not what the Bible says. It simply says in Genesis 4:10 that at the time that Abel was murdered, God said to Cain that, quote, "The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground," end quote. Not for the death of all of Cain's seed, but for justice regarding his own murder by Cain. And that's the sort of distortion and misrepresentation and confusion that the Book of Enoch presents to its readers. Reading the Book of Enoch, if you're spiritually mature with basic biblical discernment, can be interesting. But if you're reading the Book of Enoch and you begin to question the biblical text because of something you read in the Book of Enoch, then put it down. That's what the Church of Jesus Christ did, and that's why the Book of Enoch is not in our Bible and should not be considered a book of holy, God-inspired Scripture. As 2 Peter 1:19 says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." We have that in the 66 books of our King James Bible.